Welcome to the ACS Memory Palace, and this episode was inspired by Nate DeMayo. On the early morning of April 9, 1940, the Germans launched their invasion on Denmark and Norway. Denmark was immediately captured after only a couple of hours and surrendered without a fight. Norway, however, was a different story, and one with King Haakon VII was intrinsically involved, even though the Scandinavian nation was of course already a constitutional monarchy. The invading Germans were organized into six different groups going for six primary targets. Among them was the capital Oslo. Here, the main German objective was to capture King Haakon and the government. As the German cruiser Blücke, boarded by some 1,300 soldiers, sailed into the Oslo Fjord towards the capital in the early morning, notification was sent to the Oscarsborg fortress, which was strategically located at the narrowest point of the Oslo Fjord. This was Colonel Birger Eriksen, the commanding officer at Oscarsborg fortress, moment to shine. As he looked out across the dark ocean in the early hours of the morning and saw the German battleships approaching, he knew what he had to do. Moments passed. Suddenly, gave his men the order to open fire.
Kom in, kommando! In! In!
Then came the second shot. More moments passed, and the shots continued. Fires broke out on the Blücke, and this particular Norwegian effort was a success. At 06:22, the Blücke was eventually sunk, and killed most of the crew on board. Thus, the Battle of Drøbak Sound, as it later came to be known, halted the German troops' advance on Oslo. This subsequently allowed King Haakon VII and the Norwegian government to evacuate the capital. The following day, on the 10th of April, King Haakon met with a German envoy, Kurt Breuer, in Elverum, some 140 kilometers away from Oslo. The Germans demanded that the government, which was currently headed by Johan Nygaardsvold and refused to capitulate, step down and the king appoint a government led by Nazi sympathizer Victor Quisling. Thus, King Haakon was left with a difficult decision: surrender or fight, risking the lives of thousands of Norwegian soldiers. One can imagine how gut-wrenching such a decision must have been to take. Honorably, he replied that in Norway, the king does not get involved in political affairs, and that Quisling was fiercely unpopular and certainly did not represent the free choice people. Thus he refused to make such a decision himself, as it was not his role. The king then put forth the German demands in an extraordinary meeting of the Council of State in the village of Nybergsund. The king stated to them that he would not attempt to influence the decision of the government in this matter, but that he could not comply with the German ultimatum. He stressed that he would rather abdicate than appoint Quisling as prime minister. The government was on the same page as Haakon VII, thereby supporting the king's decision and maintaining its oppositional stance to the Nazis. It was a bold decision by the king, a brave decision, which reaffirmed Norway's quest for liberty and sovereignty. And so Norway fought on, relentlessly, tirelessly, through the latter stages of spring and into the summer. The Norwegians did what they could, too, to defend their homeland. Unfortunately, the German war machine steamrolled on, and it soon became clear that Norway would be defeated. And so, on June 7th, the king and the rest of the royal family fled to London with other governmental leaders. And 3 days later, on June 10th, Norwegian resistance would come to an end. It was a truly heroic performance from the Norwegians, which saw them hold off the Wehrmacht, or the German army, for more than a month. Throughout the war, King Haakon's messages of solidarity and support for the Norwegian people via the BBC radio service was a major helping hand. He truly was a man of the people. 5 years later, after the end of the war, he returned to Norway and lived out his days in a new peaceful post-war world, the one which he fought for. I'm sure we can all take something valuable from the story of the king who stood up against the Nazis. In Norway, King Haakon VII is remembered as a hero. And in a poll carried out in 2005 to celebrate 100 years of independence, he was voted as one of the Norwegians of the 20th century. The decision he took is an important symbol of Norwegian liberty and democracy, its sovereignty, and an active commitment to standing up against the evil forces in this world and fighting for what is right.